This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. One of the greatest prophets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to this world was Prophet Musa, one of the five prophets and messengers who was described as possessing a very strong will, min ulul azm. And it is no surprise that because of the strength of Prophet Musa, emotionally and physically, that Allah sent him to perhaps the worst person on earth. A person that is clearly promised Jahannam in the Quran. and that was Fir'aun. And Fir'aun was an extremely arrogant person. Allah had sent him so many signs, from the sign of the staff, the stick of Moses, the walking stick of Moses turning into a snake, eventually eating all the fake snakes, the ropes of the magicians, to the glowing hand, to the locusts, to the flood, to blood, to frogs, to lice, etc., and the different plagues. But one of the most arrogant things that Fir'aun ever did while he was in this world was that he said to his associate, build me a tower. Build me this large structure so that I can see, and I can go up and I can see if Allah exists, so that I may see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here, وَقَالَ فِرْعَوْنُ يَا أَيُّهَا الْمَلَأُ مَا عَلِمْتُ لَكُم مِّنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرِي. And Pharaoh said to his close associates, مَا عَلِمْتُ لَكُم مِّنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرِي. Look at the arrogance. I have not known for you any other deity except myself. فَأَوْقِدْ لِي يَا هَامَانُ عَلَى الطِّينِ فَاجْعَلْ لِي صَرْحًا لَعَلِّي أَبْلُغُ الْأَسْبَابِ. So he commanded his minister, Haman, to build him this tower. To do what? He thinks that if this tower is built for him, that he can find the asbab, the ways into the heavens. And in another verse, he says, فَجْعَلِّي صَرْحًا لَعَلِّي أَطَّلِعْ إِلَىٰ إِلَهِ مُوسَىٰ. Let me look at Allah. Let me see if He exists. And then he says, and he doesn't even say, if Allah exists, he says, if the Lord of Moses, إِلَىٰ إِلَهِ مُوسَىٰ, to the Lord of Moses, if He exists. وَإِنِّي لَأَظُنُّهُ مِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ. I mean, I think that he is from among the liars. Brothers and sisters, after the tower was built, Fir'aun ascended the tower, and obviously he's not going to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he came down the tower, what did he declare himself as? He came down and he says, فَحَشَرَ فَنَادَى. So he gathered all his people and his army, and he gathered all of them in one place. After he arrogantly ascended this tower to prove that Allah doesn't exist because he cannot see him. فَقَالَ أَنَا رَبُّكُمْ الْأَعْلَى. I am your most supreme Lord. This is what Fir'aun said to the people. So brothers and sisters, this question comes up. And sometimes you have atheists, maybe children, young people, even adults. They will say, why is it that Allah didn't show himself to Fir'aun? More importantly, why is it that we as Muslims believe in a God that we cannot see? And so today we want to explore some of these reasons and how to answer this question. But what is most interesting is the answer of why we cannot see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is answered in the story of Prophet Musa himself. Because later on, after they were saved from Fir'aun, and Fir'aun drowned, and then Musa, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished Fir'aun and destroyed him, and Musa took his people to safety, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Musa to meet him on the Mount of Sinai. And there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to Musa. وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. Allah spoke to Musa directly. But Musa didn't see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Allah tells us in the Quran ولما جاء موسى لميقاتنا وكلمه ربه قال ربي أرني أنظر إليك قال لن تراني ولكن انظر إلى جبل فإن استقر مكانه فسوف تراني فلما تجلى ربه للجبل جعله دكا وخر موسى صعقا فلما أفاق قال سبحانك تبت إليك وأنا أول المؤمنين. Musa's request to see Allah is wholesomely different from Fir'aun's request to see Allah. Fir'aun's request to see Allah was out of arrogance and rejection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and mockery. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to dignify Fir'aun with a response, except with a worse punishment. But when Musa spoke to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Musa asked to see Allah out of iman, out of submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So after Allah had spoken to Musa, Musa said, "Oh my Lord, allow me to see you." So Allah says, "Lan tarani," you will not be able to see me. And the scholars said, this word "lan," it does not mean ilal abad. It means in this dunya, in this world, we as humans will not be able to ever see Allah. ولكن انظر إلى الجبل فإن استقر مكانه فسوف تراني. But look at this mountain, Musa. Because what happened is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed himself to that mountain. And when Allah did so, that mountain collapsed into dust. It completely vanished. To show you the strength of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, there are some hadith, without going too much detail into it, there are some hadith, like Ibn Abbas, etc., that when the Prophet ﷺ talked about this verse, the Prophet ﷺ pointed his thumb to his pinky finger. And he was making an approximation to help people understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only revealed a very tiny part of himself onto the mountain. And that destroyed the mountain. And so when the mountain collapsed and was pulverized into dust, Musa fell unconscious. And when he woke up, what did he say? He didn't say, "Oh, my bad, I apologize. I'm sorry for asking that question." He says, "Tubtu ilayk, I seek repentance. I seek forgiveness in you, Allah. And I am from among the believers." أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. To answer this question fully of why we as believers, we as Muslims, believe in a God that we cannot see with our eyes, we have a few reasons for that. Number one, the Prophet ﷺ tells us explicitly in a hadith in which he says in Sahih Muslim, تَعَلَّمُوا أَنَّهُ لَنْ يَرَى أَحَدٌ مِنْكُمْ رَبَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ حَتَّى يَمُوتُ. Know that none of you will see your Lord until after you pass away. Also, number two, it is from the mercy of Allah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects his creation from himself. And so there's this long hadith, but towards the end of this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ describes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a veil, a hijab in front of him that veils him from the rest of the creation. Hijabuhu nur. That this, and another narration, this hijab is of fire. We don't know what kind of light it is, but it's a light that only Allah knows. And the Prophet ﷺ says, if this veil was removed, لَأَحْرَقَتْ سُبُحَاتُ وَجْهِ مَنْ تَهَى إِلَيْهِ بَصَرُهُ مِنْ خَلْقِهِ. That if Allah removed this veil from that separating between him and the creation, the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would utterly destroy everything that he sees from his creation. So it is protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah has not enabled us to see him. Additionally, brothers and sisters, you know, I one time saw this poster in school, and it was a language class, either Hindi or Bangla, I wasn't sure. And there was a picture of this woman, and she had like 8 hands, okay? And it's this woman, mom, that's like sweeping the floor, and another hand is a mom cooking, another hand is a mom feeding the kids, etc. And then I looked at this image, and I finally understood, ah, they are trying to depict the many jobs that the mom does. And then it finally clicked. Why in Hinduism, all these gods have like so many arms? Because they're trying to depict each different power. And see, here's the issue. Because Allah is infinite, humans, if they actually saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they would try to depict Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into an image. And you cannot depict the infinite with the finite, because the finite will never do justice to the infinite. So whatever a person tries to draw, it will never do justice to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَا تُدْرِكُهُ الْأَبْصَارُ وَهُوَ يُدْرِكُ الْأَبْصَارُ وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ. Finally, brothers and sisters, a few other reasons is that the whole universe proves to you the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You look at a car on the street, you're not going to think, oh, this car just came by itself. You look at the new app, Threads, you're not going to think, oh, well, you know, Threads came by itself. We don't know where it showed up from. You look at everything in the world, it is a testament to Allah's existence. So for someone to say, I have to see Allah in order to believe in him, that is of utmost blasphemy and disrespect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because you see all of this and you cannot believe that Allah exists, then even if Allah showed himself to you, you would not believe. Finally, brothers and sisters, seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a special reward for the believers on the day of judgment. Allah tells us in the Quran, لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَى وَزِيَادَ. Describing the believers, Allah says, for those people who have done good, what is their reward? Husna. Husna here means paradise. And what comes after that? What does Allah say? What else do they get? وَزِيَادَ. And an extra, an additional reward. What is this additional reward? It is seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That all of you here, brothers and sisters, inshallah, one day that you will meet your Creator and see your Creator. The Prophet ﷺ describes this reward of seeing your Creator greater than any reward in Jannah. Allah says in the Quran, وَجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاظِرَةٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَةٌ. On that day, faces will be brightened. What are they doing? Looking at their Lord. And that's why we close off with this beautiful hadith in which the Prophet ﷺ says, the companion asked him, Ya Rasulullah, will we see our Lord? He said, yes. Do you have any difficulty seeing the moon? A full moon? He says, no. Do you have any difficulty seeing the sun? He says, no. He said, then you will surely see your Lord on the Day of Judgment. And after the people of Jannah have entered Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to the people of Jannah, may Allah make us among those. He will say, shall I give you something more? So the people of Jannah will say, oh Allah, you have illuminated our faces. You have entered us into paradise. And you have saved us from hell. And at that moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove the veil. And then all the people in Jannah will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that reward of seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is greater than all the pleasures that they have already experienced. And therefore we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us tawfiq, to give us strength, to bless us with the entering of ourselves into Jannah with Allah's mercy, and to give us the beatific vision to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب وأقم الصلاة